Okay.
With your Zoom.
This is quicker tonight. All right, call me Nora.
Meeting's called to order at 7 p.m.
Six.
Or 6 p.m. The minutes have been read.
I make a motion
the
we approve.
The bills have been studied and the payroll has been looked at.
Yep.
And we would entertain a motion.
Yep.
Unanimous. Just as a point of interest, this is a quote on shimming that piece of the lake road by, I can't think of his house, but right along in here by Catherine Capers, across from Jeff King's, right in that neighborhood. $11,380. I think it's going to wait till we get to see if we get a grant next year, because that would be what we would be paving.
What do you mean by shimmying? I don't know what that means.
Shimmying, building it up.
Oh, okay.
He built,
for water and stuff?
He built, I can't think of the fellow's name, but he built a garage with an in-law apartment over the top.
Okay.
And whoever his site contractor was has the hill so steep, he can't get his boat trailer up there.
Oh.
And the road is quite a ways out of whack.
Okay.
Lofty?
I know what it is, but I don't know.
So do I, but I can't think of what it is. But yeah, the garage is on the other
Westlake
side of the road.
Yeah.
Westlake.
Yeah, it's right by Jeff King. It's a guy who lives next to Jeff King, but I can't remember his name. This is from the W.R. and J.A. Steinmetz clan. 46 Hobson Way, Jan Hobson Way. On behalf of my neighbors and ourselves, we wish to express our sincere thanks for the project undertaken the past weekend. The successful removal of the fallen oak tree, in particular, wish to thank Don Pruce for his efforts in coordinating the required resources for this significant project. It reflects well on our community when projects like this are undertaken to restore the beauty of the to the natural area that we are blessed to live in. We'll be thanking Richard Hewlett separately for his outstanding work. Again, our sincere thanks.
Nice. Thank you.
I did also send an email to the Lake Association and the Conservation Fund telling them that they should do that.
To Rich, you mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, not to me, to Richard.
Yep. Did we send something to him as well?
No, we're going to talk about that too.
Okay.
Also, the big thing is we have all of our ducks in a row as far as the East Wells Road Stabilization Project. It's here, there's pages and pages, and there's some drawings and this and that. We are pretty much set to bid it, except for let me just jump in here. Can you advise the Town of Wells and their consultants on the FHA permitting flood hazard deal, permitting process? What documents and forms are needed to be submitted by the town to itself for approval? There is a flood mitigation plan in place. I don't have it right here off the top of my head. But basically what we have to do is we have to say that we approved the town's project to be undertaken to stabilize the road in regard to our floodplain or flood plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can bid it. The engineer, the second engineer on the project.
All right.
Enman and Kesselring, they've got the plans, they will submit them for bids to where we would like them to go or they feel they should go. I'm guessing they would probably send them to Casella, perhaps Belden and Markowski. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing that anybody around here
right.
is even remotely equipped
Not
to do.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we also, Stephanie Bork got to me the other day. You don't know her, but she's one of the planners at Rutland Regional Planning, and there are some funds perhaps available in addition or in place of a structures grant. Structures grant, I believe the ceiling on that's $180,000. I'm guessing we're looking at 3 to 5 on this project. So once we get a little closer.
So you're saying 2 grants to cover it possibly?
We might be able to get 2 grants, okay. Or we might be able to get 1 big grant there. Okay. As long as it's a hazard, there's a lot of money out for hazard mitigation.
Yep.
There's not a lot of money out there just to straighten a road because you don't like the bump in it or whatever.
Right, yeah. But, this is definitely a hazard, yeah.
Hopefully we can get this over and done. And I've got to find out from either this Patrick Griffin at Kesselring and Griffin, or Enman and Kesselring, exactly how we need to word our flood amendment.
Okay.
And then we're kind of good to go. But it's all here if you want to look through it. It's a little on the confusing side, but it is here. That's Lincoln Hill. I think that's it, other than we need to make a motion and approve myself and Tom Fenton to re-up for Rutland Regional Emergency Management Plan Committee. Whatever. I called Todd and left a message with him. He didn't get back to me, so I assume he's willing to keep his position, and I'll keep mine.
What is it for?
Rutland Emergency Management Committee.
REMC. Management Committee?
Yes, it's a reappointment form is what it is.
Okay. Is there like a primary and a secondary? Or?
Yeah, Todd is the primary, I'm the secondary. And okay. If Todd isn't there, I can vote in Todd's place, or vice versa.
So I'll make a motion to appoint Todd as primary and U.S. secondary for the Rutland Mercy, whatever it was.
Management Committee.
Management Committee.
Management Committee. Todd as primary, down the secondary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's effective tonight because we sent it in. I think that's it, other than going into executive session.
I just quickly I'm supposed to meet with Karen from S2G website tomorrow night through Zoom, so I can show her exactly our concerns, and we'll see where that meeting goes. So I'll update you guys after that. And I also sent the order in for the uniforms for the road crew. And I also got Captain Jack another sweatshirt. And I sent the invoice to the girls
to go on the next shirt girl. For Chris?
Sweatshirt.
You did?
Yes. Okay. That was on the order as well. Yeah. So as soon as they cut the check, then they'll start the order. So that's all set. All
right.
That's all I had.
Do you have anything I missed, Paul, or anything?
No.
On a side, any particular... You probably know what's coming. Any particular time you'd like to decorate Christmas trees? Or decorate Christmas decorations? I will see if I can coerce my daughter into doing this fence. She did it last year.
Sometime next week. Either that or after deer season.
Probably warmer now.
Probably.
Yeah, I think maybe we ought to just throw them up and get them done.
I got to take Cheryl for surgery tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
So.
As far as I know, I'm working the rest of this week.
All right, so I'll be planning out this week.
And I think I'm off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But it may be Thursday, Friday. I may be on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I may be on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I don't think I have anything.
He changes it. He's supposed to put the schedule out 3 weeks ahead of time. He puts it out on Friday for next week, which pisses me off. Yeah, but, you know, I lost a day's pay today because he doesn't usually put me on in the first part of the week, but he did.
Switch out with somebody else.
Huh?
You don't just switch out with somebody else?
Well, normally, but, you know, I'd already made all my plans, and everybody else had made their plans.
If you guys want to let me know when you do, I assume it's going to be during the day, otherwise help. I can respond to the email and let that group know when you guys are going to do it, and I can put something out on Facebook if anybody's around during the day to help. Might get nobody, but you might get a few extra hands, but I can do that if you want. Let me know the day before what day you guys plan on doing it.
I am going to trim these trees and the ones that we decorated the library up so we don't have all them little nubs and twigs and all of that shit.
And it is kind of a pain.
I don't think we need to go crazy. I think we need to just run it up the trunk. And
the guys will, we can use the equipment, town equipment, to do the top of the tree. Is that what you usually do?
It's almost as quick on a ladder.
Because we did a new tree, right? A shorter one. That's right. Okay.
That one we did with a pole. That one we might need a better ladder. We might need a 10-foot ladder instead of a regular ladder. But
do we have one with a town? Okay.
We got one out here.
Okay. So yeah, just let me know and I can get the word out in case anybody's free to help.
I was hoping maybe when I see all this communication, but that seemed to be all about the fa-la-la part of it. It didn't seem to be about the work part of it.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if there's only much work either.
Woman said she's got a baseball, a football game today, tomorrow, the next day, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Kelly's
busy. She was right on top of it.
Yeah, she's just not here anymore.
Mm-hmm. She does it Florida now.
Yep, so, all right, well, I'll at least try to get the word out. So.
And you did know that they did put the guardrails on Tadmer?
No, they did.
Yes, okay. a couple, 3 weeks ago. So that's done.
Cool, okay.
And I guess probably we need to go into executive session to talk about the...
I'm just going to give you this, if that's all right. You mind right
now? Yeah, what's the topic or the heading for executive session?
Well, it's on the agenda and I don't have an agenda.
Oh.
But how did I tell you to?
It was on the agenda. It was,
We don't have the agenda.
Okay, but
to put it on the board. There wasn't anything published and we had people coming in.
Put it on the board? You did?
Yeah.
So we'll wait for her to get it. So we have... Well, we have to say what it's for, right? To go into executive session. And do we have to make a motion, right? To go into executive session?
Yes.
So you make a motion. You made a motion to go executive session.
Second.
Yeah, but we have to say why.
Yep. I'm just waiting for...
I worded it carefully.
Yep.
Can't remember.
I'll just wait and see what she's got.
You need to be here every day.
Mediation for tax appeal.
Yes.
Mediation for tax appeal? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
We'll go into executive session.
Reconvene the meeting. At
okay. So I made a motion to come out of executive session at 6:30.
Second.
Paul second. Okay. So no motion necessary. And we go ahead. Good for tonight?
I don't believe I have anything else.
I'm good.
All right. Needs immediate attention.
Make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Second.
The boys have finished most of the grading.
Yeah, they've been right at it.
They got a little left. Well, it's been perfect weather. It doesn't rain. They've got a little left on Sawmill Hill, which they'll probably finish up this by Thursday on that. And I think they've attended to most of the smaller roads.
They back on regular hours?
Yeah.
All right.
That's about it, I guess.